Hey guys, before we get started, I have a little secret for you. Come here. Did you know that we are on YouTube? That is right. You can watch these interviews live, uncut, by going to youtube.com/HeatherParady. That is P-A-R-A-D-Y. I promise you, it's another level watching these on YouTube. So again, find us over there by searching for Heather Parody or Unconventional Leaders. And make sure you hit that subscribe button. And there's so much stimulus going on right now that your life can literally be taken away from you. And we can look up and realize we've been spending hours and hours and hours consuming things without really executing on the thing that we know we're called to do.
I've always felt immense fear.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to summit.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up,
use their voice,
and make an impact in this world.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. I'm sitting in my closet. I'm not even going to lie to you. We have family visiting, and to be completely honest with you, I did not plan this week the way that I should have. Put out a lot of content. I love content. I think making content is awesome, but it's also so much freaking work. And if you're not really deliberate with your planning, you can end up in a closet like me putting out this podcast episode. But hey, I'm here. I love you guys. I want to show up for you today, so excuse any random socks that may be flying in front of the microphone. But anyways, today we're going to be talking about balance between creating and consuming as an ambitious, creative, unconventional leader. This is a really interesting topic, one worth thinking about, exploring, and being really self-aware of in your own life, because again, like most things, I don't think there's a cookie cutter answer for one individual person. That's what makes life so awesome and so confusing. So there's no judgment with any of this. It's just something to really think through and figure out what works best for you and how we can be more honest with ourselves about whether we are procrastinating in our work or whether we're actually learning. You know what I'm talking about? Before we get started, if you have not hit subscribe on this podcast, I'm not going to tell you to hit subscribe because I want you to decide whether this is for you or not. If you are an ambitious creative, if you want to make a living doing what you love, if you feel like you go against the grain or unconventional in all kind of ways, this show's for you. We interview unconventional leaders from all over the world, from stand-up comedians to entrepreneurs to kids on TikTok, everything in between. So if that's you, hit subscribe. If you enjoy the show, make sure you leave us an honest review. And if it's not, we love you anyways. Hope you have a good day. So back to this, creating more, consuming less. I found this article on Medium by Finn Lawrence, and I really like the way that he defined creating versus consuming. He defined consuming as any time when you're not able to openly input on what's going on. You're not able to change anything. You're literally just watching something and you have zero input on what's happening. Versus creating, which he conceptualize as something that you can have input on. So this could be a variety of things, right? I mean, you could think of creating in the traditional sense. You could think of creating in teaching something or making a meal, heck, exercising. I mean, all those things are different forms of creation. I like this because it's simply asking yourself, do I have input on this or not? Watching Netflix, you might not have any kind of input on that. You know what I'm saying? But there are some gray areas, like I learned in my research. I mean, you can be watching Netflix and watching a documentary and learning something and implementing that into your own creative work. We're going to dig into that a little bit more, but just basic overall definition of creating versus consuming. I'm going to stick with what Finn had to say. Do we have input over what's happening? If there's zero input, you're probably consuming something. If you have input, then you may be creating. Now, the reason this came up, let's just kind of back it up a little bit. I've been thinking so much specifically within digital marketing, social media, and all that. There's so freaking much that you could be doing, right? Sometimes I get really overwhelmed, have the FOMO thing going on because I want to do all the things. Case in point, Clubhouse is on and everybody's DMing me, are you on Clubhouse? Why are you not on Clubhouse? Blah, 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 blah. And honestly, I just haven't had time to get on Clubhouse. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know if I want to be completely honest with you. I'm putting out content in so many other places, have community, but I also don't want to spend my entire life online. I want to create things and make things and all of that. So I've been really asking myself, okay, Heather, you've got to make some very deliberate decisions and choices and make calculated decisions on where you spend your time, because literally it could be completely taken away from you. For what? There are so many hormones going off, you know, when you're consuming things that sometimes it tricks your brain that you are creating, and it might feel like you're creating something, but then you look back and you're like, okay, was those 3 hours listening to that conversation actually doing anything for me, or did it just feel like it was doing something for me? And as someone who wants to create something in this world, who feels like they have a calling on their life, like I'm sure you do too, we have to make space for that, right? We have to make space to honor the calling that's on our lives and be very honest with ourselves. Are we really making any kind of progress in what we say that we want to do? So anyway, that's where all this came from. I've just been asking myself a lot about like, okay, are you creating or are you consuming? And sometimes before I pull up whatever social media app, I intentionally think to myself, okay, you're coming here to create. You're not coming here to consume. You're coming here to create. And that doesn't necessarily mean putting up an Instagram post, right? I could be creating conversation by interacting with people, but just mindlessly scrolling and go scroll, scroll, scroll. And it gets into like this weird, like hypnotic. Boom, yuck. Y'all know I went to school, hypnotic state where you're just like, don't even know what the hell you're doing. You're just scrolling. That's what I want to avoid. And I think that we've really got to be honest with ourselves about this and being like, okay, are we creating here? Are we being intentional here? Or are we getting locked into this weird spell online, right? Wake up, content creators, wake up. Let's have this conversation. So that's where all this came from. Okay. So recapping, Mr. Finn over on Medium, asking ourselves, do I have any input here or do I not? So there's that. Now, I asked our Facebook group about their time spent consuming and creating, and there's a whole bunch of dialogue going on right now. People are talking about, you know, a lot of times I consume things so I can become a better creator. I'm consuming things so I can learn. Valid point, right? Let's talk about that a little bit. I found this guy named John Spencer, spenceauthor.com. All these are linked in the show notes, by the way, if y'all want to read the full articles from Finn and John. But what I like that John said is he talked about critical consuming, and I'm going to read a little bit here from his blog. Again, it is referenced and linked in the show notes, but he says, when you look at makers, they are often critical consumers of the same type of work they create. Chefs love great meals. Musicians listen to music. Architects often visit new cities and tour buildings to find inspiration. There's this ongoing cycle of critical consuming, inspiration, and creative work. As they create more, it leads to a deeper ability to consume critically, where they find more inspiration and the cycle continues. Brilliant, right? Critical consuming. If you are an actor or an actress, you're probably watching tons of movies and TV shows and critiquing everything and gaining inspiration from that. If you're a musician, you love listening to music. My friend J.S. Park just commented on our Facebook group. Side note, head over there. It's Unconventional Leaders. Made a great point. He's a writer, and he read in Stephen King's book that you need to be reading as much as you are writing. And he reads a ton. My question is where does it get to a point where you almost become crippled by consumption, where you don't create? And again, I don't believe in cookie cutter answers. We're all so unique. And that is the beautiful canvas of this life and this world and what God has breathed on all of us is all this uniqueness, all this unconventionalness, probably too many nisses in that word. But we can only answer this question for ourselves, right? Can you honestly answer the question, am I consuming to learn or am I consuming to avoid? How many notes do I have right now? How many courses have I taken? How many videos have I watched? Am I just avoiding action right now because I am afraid? I like analogies because I'm a little ADD and it helps put in a picture in my brain. But I think sometimes about consumption and creation in the sense of food and working out, right? I'm doing 75 hard right now. It's the hardest thing ever. Now I know where they got the name from, Jackie. Gosh, I've been drinking so much water. I swear I'm overhydrated. Have you ever been overhydrated? I'm getting off track. But right now I'm doing 75 days of no cheat meals, working out, eating clean, and it is so freaking hard. But it came at a perfect timing because we just finished 2020, and let's not talk about what happened there with the nutrition. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. But anyway, if we use the analogy of fitness, if we're constantly eating and never working out, what's going to happen? We gonna put on a little extra lovey-love handles, right? A few extra love handles. Not saying it's bad, not saying it's wrong. It's just gonna happen, okay? Now what happens if we are working out all the time and we're not eating enough? Starvation. I'm not about that life. You know what I'm talking about? So over-consuming without exerting anything, without sweating, will lead to weight gain. Normally, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, consult your doctor for any dietary tips and tricks. Trust me, you do not want to take Heather Parody's advice. That's the end of my disclaimer. But on the other end, if we're never consuming anything, if we're never inputting anything, we're literally going to turn into like a skeleton and have no substance to us, right? So if you think about it, there's this balance between consuming and giving, consuming and giving, consuming and giving. And spiritually, creatively, that's something to kind of quote, watch our habits, watch our weight with. Am I consuming so much right now? And have I gone off and ran some of that off? Have I given some of it? Have I executed on it? And in the same sense, if you're constantly executing on things, like some of my type A driven doers, anybody in the back? Are we taking time to stop and replenish and re-nourish ourselves so that we can give more out on that pavement, right? And again, this is only something that we can answer for ourselves. But as a good thing to maybe implement is a weekly check-in with yourself every Sunday. For the most part, I always check in with myself. I look at my goals. I look at my week. I kind of do a recap. And it only takes me about 20 minutes. It's not like this Zen Buddhist retreat that I take forever on, okay? It's literally me going out on the back porch with some coffee, my laptop, and just reviewing the week and being honest with myself, like, yep, didn't do that, Jackie, or yeah, I killed it in this area or whatever. Checking in with yourself, no matter what weight it is so super important because this life goes by so fast and we are in a war for our attention. Is that not the truth? We are in a war of our focus and our attention, and there's so much stimulus going on right now that your life can literally be taken away from you. And we can look up and realize we've been spending hours and hours and hours consuming things without really executing on the thing that we know we're called to do, or vice versa. We can just be so in the grind of throwing ourselves out there and just output without ever really stepping back and saying, you know what? Am I really giving from a full source, right? I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. All you got to do is text me. It's 501-214-4307. Let me know what you think about this topic. Are you in a rut right now, creating, or maybe you're in a rut of just consuming? Or do you have a tip or trick on how to balance it all? Let me know. Again, that is 501-214-4307. We love you so much. We're in your corner. See you soon.